USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Senate impeachment trial of President Trump adjourned now until tomorrow. Yesterday, during a brief two-hour session, the president's legal team began laying out their defense. That followed three lengthy days of opening statements by Democratic House impeachment managers. Meanwhile, there's still no agreement on whether there are going to be witnesses called. Here's South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham on why he does not support witnesses.
I just think it's best for the country to vote on the record established, because if you go down the witness road, you run into executive privilege in a way that no one's in uncharted territory. No one's ever been in the box we're in before, and I really don't want to turn the trial into a circus.
The death toll from the Friday night earthquake in Turkey is up to 31 with 1,600 people injured. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Chinese officials now say that the number of deaths from the coronavirus there have skyrocketed to at least 56, over 2,000 people infected. University of Hong Kong Professor of Medicine Ivan Hung says the coronavirus appears to be even more contagious than SARS was. There was a big outbreak of that in 2003.
In terms of the transmissibility of the virus, is probably higher than SARS.
A third case of coronavirus confirmed in the U.S. as a person in Orange County, California has tested positive for it. Two other cases have been confirmed in the U.S., one in Seattle and one in Chicago. The latest ABC News Washington Post poll showing Joe Biden continuing to lead the pack of Democratic White House hopefuls. Next is Bernie Sanders, close behind. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren in third. She has just won the endorsement of Iowa's biggest newspaper. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
The USDA is recalling about 2,000 pounds of raw ground beef packaged at Amity Packing in Chicago. It may be tainted with plastic. The recalled products were shipped to retail stores in Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. The packages have the lot code 0060, and they have a use or freeze-by date of January 31st. The Dissident, a documentary on the killing of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi, is earning a standing ovation at the Sundance Film Festival. Director Brian Fogel discussing it with Variety shortly before the Friday night screening of the film.
This isn't information that's really up for dispute. These are concrete facts. So I'm not making a political stance on the current administration. I'm not taking a political stance on all these other matters. I'm simply presenting this is what happened, and this is how it happened, and this is who did it, and these are the victims, and these is who has been impacted, and these are their stories. And then the audience can essentially take away from that what they want to and decide whether or not what has been presented in the film is something that they are passionate and want to do something about.
U.S. intelligence says the Crown Prince ordered the death of Khashoggi, though he denies it. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.